password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
I did it.
Welcome to Potages, episode 014, Party Like It's August 1st.
Odaiba Day Special.
Potages is your critically nostalgic analytical tour of the Digimon anime. I'm Jeff Ruberg, and I'm joined by a fellow Diginome, Ashley McDonald.
Hello.
Good story.
Today we're celebrating August 1st by talking to a bunch of listeners about why Digimon is special to them.
This episode is split into two segments with two different panels of guests. In this first one, Ashley and I talk to listeners Kai, Jeremiah, Steve, and David. So let's jump in.
So Ashley and I are here with special guests. We have a bunch of listeners that are going to talk about what makes Digimon special to them. To introduce everyone, I want everyone to say what their favorite season, favorite Digimon, and favorite human character were. So Kai, what's your favorite season, Digimon, and human?
Okay. Well, that's a tough one, because the first five seasons, I like all of them, but I'm going to have to pick an obvious one. It had to be the first season.
Okay.
Yeah. And Digimon and human?
Favorite Digimon, human. My favorite Digimon would have to be Patamon.
And human?
Oh, and human, I guess it has to be Tai and...
Sorry, what was the second one? I heard Tai, but I didn't hear the other thing.
No, yeah, I said Tai and TK, but...
Oh,
yeah,
TK, okay, really. Cool.
TK! Correct answer.
Okay, and Jeremiah, what's your favorite season Digimon and human?
My favorite season would definitely be Tamers. It was the one that I've seen the most times and most often. And as far as Digimon, it's a toss-up between Terriermon and Guillemon.
Guillemon.
And do you have a favorite human?
I quite frankly, like I would have to say most of the Goggleheads, so to speak. However, I think I do like Takuya in Frontier.
Cool. And Steve, favorite season Digimon and human?
My favorite season was Adventure. I think probably Tamers is actually a better one, but my favorite is Adventure. Favorite Digimon is usually back and forth between Patamon and Lotmon. And favorite humans, back and forth between Jerry and Mimi.
Cool picks. And David?
Thanks.
Favorite season Digimon and human?
Okay, my favorite season, I'm probably going to get all the hate, but I really love 02 because it was the one that I first started watching. So, I mean, Tamers is great, and I think it's like a better, you know, story and everything, but 02 just has a special place in my heart because it was the first Digimon that I watched. And my favorite Digimon, gosh, all my answers are going to bring the hate. I can just feel it coming. But I love Armadillomon because I feel like he's my spirit animal.
Completely fair. So,
yep, I agree.
Yeah, and my favorite human, and I thought about this, there's just so many, but after, you know, now that we're like, I'm rewatching Tamers with you guys, and I like Henry. I hadn't really paid much attention to him before, but I don't know, I just... He seems to be, for the most part, the most rational of the group, and I don't know, like sometimes almost too rational, but he's my favorite.
Your answers were definitely more Softman bro answers. Asher and Andrew would be like, yes, you understand.
I can relate.
Yeah, so I figured that was a good way to introduce who you are as a Digimon fan to listeners. So now we're going to move on to, we have two main topics, the first of which is, what's your favorite aspect of Digimon? So I wanted to ask each person in turn, yeah, what your favorite aspect is, if you have like, you could have, you know, a simple answer or a really elaborate thing. So let's start off. Kai, do you want to start off?
Okay, I'll start off. Okay, because I was thinking how to answer this, thinking about what aspects I could talk about. So I think I have two here, but the first one I want to talk about was like, one of my favorite aspects had to be the whole concept of the digital world most of the seasons that I've watched over and over again. I like the idea of the whole concept of the digital world being that it exists with the real world, like how it exists side by side. So whenever there's data or a network system or even the internet, the digital world exists through those mediums. Like in Tamers as well, like when I was like 7 or 8, the whole idea of how in the digital world was based on a video game that a bunch of developers created, was like, out of all the seasons, Tamer's concept of digital world seemed like the most realistic one if it was in a real world scenario. I'm not sure if that makes sense to anyone here. In all seasons, the whole concept of the digital world and how it exists side by side with the real world is a really interesting one. So it's like they're all around us, basically. Whenever we're using a piece of technology, it's like they're there.
When we're playing Pokemon Go, the Digimon are secretly there.
And like my other favorite aspect would have to be the whole, the power of human emotions and the effects it has on Digimon. Like in Adventure and Savers, or Data Squad, if you watch the English version, I feel like those two seasons focused on the whole concept of human emotion and the powers they had. Like with season one, Ty and the others had the crests that represented each of their unique key traits. And in Data Squad, the Digimons and their Digivices were powered by their emotions. So their emotions gave Digimon powers.
Cool.
Does it work the other way? Do the Digimon make them more digital somehow, besides the fact that they go to the digital world? Do they become computers?
I'm not sure. Like, I remember this, there was this one line in an episode in season five where that Agumon said human emotions give Digimon power, and then his partner replied that Digimon give human beings hope and all, and something like that. They have a connection to each other.
Cool.
I also believe that with the arc that you guys just covered in episode 309, when the instance after Takato has finally like calmed down off the power hungriness that created Megidramon, and he's in that like little thing in his mind, and he realized that he's just data too in the digital world, in that small scene.
Oh yeah, that was a really good episode. Yeah,
yeah, that's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, I think the way that the human emotions affect the Digimon is another aspect of the series often has, with showing that there are consequences to, it like teaches kids their consequences to how they feel, and kind of, I don't know, teaches them to be more to how to use those emotions more responsibly.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Because Takato basically almost destroyed the digital world and possibly the real world while he's at it too. Thanks, Takato. More show.
Okay, so next let's move on to Jeremiah. What's your favorite aspect of Digimon as a series, as a franchise?
My favorite thing is the connection that two people have, not just watching it and whatnot, but of course, we have the relationship here between us, the fans, and you, the podcast, but also the connection between people, because I'm sure my sister already gave you a heads up. For those that don't know, my sister is on us Slack chat and Patreon as Kaidawashi. Growing up together, that was the thing that brought us together. During the mornings, before school, we'd watch Tamers, whatnot on TV. I think it was at Fox Kids at the time. Watching stuff like that, Pokemon, Digimon, Power Rangers, all that. And then for a while there, we kind of drifted a little bit, even though we lived in the same house. And now within the past four years, she slowly pulled me back in with Tamers. Because she would have sub episodes on her MP3 player, and we'd watch them in car rides or something. So she brought me back into it. And then I think it was back in October, November, and she told me about your guys' podcast. And then I started to listen to you guys, and I liked what I heard. Oh, cool. And so we often, when she's not talking to you guys, we often discuss the episodes and our thoughts and whatnot. So I think that one of the good things about Digimon is the connection that it can bring between people.
What's the age difference between you as siblings?
8 years.
Oh, wow. I was going to say that that's something that I know Ash and Andrew have, they, are a year and a half apart, and they watched a lot of the same stuff growing up. But me, I have a sister who's 5 years older than me, and we watched completely different things. So this kind of stuff you never would have watched. So I'm curious how was one of you too old for it at the time or anything like that?
It was more like I'm the younger one. So she's 28. I'm 20. So it was more like we used to like camp out in her room and like watch like stuff after school. And then like for a period, it was like I'm not sure if it was like the sister didn't want to be seen with their brother type of thing, you know. Plus, there was also like some personal stuff going on at home as well. So for that like small period from I'd say like to 8 to 16, we kind of drifted a little bit, you know, which happens. I feel like happens with any sort of sibling relationship with where there's a significant age gap.
But
things with Digimon and all that, we're you know, the days that she's off from work and I'm home, you know, we're discussing this. So that's where I think like it brings down like a divide in relationship.
Do you think there's anything special about like Digimon over any, like, could it be any show that got you together, that got you talking about something, or is there something special about Digimon compared to other shows?
It's about things that we like basically both watch. Like I will admit, like now I'm more towards Pokemon, but you know, there's still like that root feeling.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So, Steve, you're next. What's your favorite aspect of Digimon?
Okay. So I mean, other than the fact that it's just kind of fun and cool and all that stuff, I think, so I'll use Adventure as an example, but I think it applies to the other series too. I always enjoy the way that the show has the characters kind of rewarded for personal growth. In the example of like the crest being like a positive trait, like, you know, being a good friend or being sincere or whatever. And I always liked that it was a show where encouraging kids to sort of grow and aspire to these positive things, but doing it in this way that was like a little bit more subtle than, you know, your typical kid show where it kind of beats you over the head with a morality tale. So I like that it was still fun while also sneakily teaching you to be a good person.
Yeah, I think that's like the metric that like makes good children's media, sneaking lessons in and making entertaining while teaching you stuff.
I mean, exactly. I think the crests also work because it shows you the negative aspects of the crests at random times where you're like, oh, it's not just like inherently a positive trait. I feel it's like it can be negative.
Right. Like the courage thing.
Yeah, the courage thing.
Skull Greymon. Yeah. That makes sense for sure.
Yeah.
Or like even Kari's like light or whatever. I think the dark ocean kind of shows some like sort of dark aspect to that.
Very true.
When absolutely. Digimon start kidnapping, yeah.
Like that's not good.
cool. Okay. And David, what's your favorite aspect of Digimon?
I think my favorite aspect is just how much they stress like friendship and teamwork, and you can't do it. I mean, you can try to do it alone, but it's not necessarily going to work as well as if you are all working together. And I mean, that's something I feel like is it's something that like it's a message that still applies like today. Sometimes it seems like even more so in the world now, you know. And as you know, I mean, I've only watched the first three seasons of Digimon. So I can't speak as to what happens in later seasons, but it just seemed like it was played over and over, but not necessarily in a bad way that, I mean, each character, you know, they needed to like have their own personal development, you know, whether that's, to like activate their crests and find that attribute in themselves or, you know, whatever it might be. But, in the end, you know, whenever it was time for like the final battle or the final battle or, you know, whatever it wasn't until they were all back together fighting and working as one, that, you know, they were actually able to succeed and, you know, be strong together. And I mean, then, in, you know, in cases when they were going, I mean, there are several times where, you know, one of them goes off on their own to try to do something. And then, you know, they end up they end up needing help. Like, we told you not to go by yourself kind of thing. Or even, I mean, we've already mentioned, you know, Skull Draymond, you know, we're going to do it. I'm going to do it by myself. Like, we have to do it. We're the only one that can do it. But, and it usually didn't play out very well. But, you know, once they all were together working on the same side, that's when they were able to get things done.
Hmm. Yeah, I also think that it does a good job of acknowledging that people do have individual strengths, but your individual strengths don't really mean anything unless you're on a team where you like help other people. Yeah,
because your strength could be someone else's weakness and you can play off each other. But
And I think that's one of those, it's like one of the most more interesting of the things that are clearly meant to like teach kids to get along kind of, but it also, you know, like kind of becomes more relevant as people grow up and like, you know, start to do like group projects in school or start to like work on work in teams and in jobs and stuff. Like, it's one of those weird things that like, yeah, it's like a lesson that makes sense to kids, but then becomes even more relevant as you grow out of it. Okay. So I imagine a lot of the stuff you already talked about kind of addresses the topic of why Digimon's meaningful to you. So I guess what makes more sense for this second round of questions is like, if there's anything else that makes Digimon meaningful to you, you know, like anything you didn't mention, or if you want to like emphasize flying more or something like that. I didn't, you know, these weren't like the most carefully prepared questions for this format. they do have lots of overlap, which is kind of awkward, but okay. So Kai, can you start off with anything you haven't mentioned about why Digimon's meaningful to you?
It was just, Digimon was just my childhood. I'm going to just straightforward from since I was 5 years old. And it literally, because that was around the time when Pokemon was on TV, but Digimon was literally the first anime I ever watched. And it was just so attention grabbing. Like I think one of you said, like every day after school, I'd just go home and watch it. And every Saturday morning, it would be on Fox Kids. It was just a really important part of my childhood. It was just really amazing. Like, when I was younger, like, I used to have this dream that, like, I could someday go to the digital world and find my own partner. And now, I'm 21 now, and when I think about that back then, I just laugh at the weird ideas and dreams I had because of that one show.
I still occasionally remember one of the reasons why I found it important to do an August 1st episode like this is that I remember, I guess it would have been like the couple years after Adventure, I just remember being like away doing completely different things, not really thinking about Digimon, but then like August 1st would come up and I'd be like, oh yeah, this is the day where if I were to be sucked up in the digital world, it would be today. It's just happened.
You can always hold up a Digivice to your computer and be like, Digiport open!
I don't think I have a toy at that point.
That one, yeah.
Yes. Guys, I'm 30 and I'm still waiting for my Digimon to show up.
Thank you. Me too.
That's true.
I'm guessing $9.95 shipping and handling won't make it come any sooner, huh?
No. But yeah, I have just so many good memories associated with Digimon. Like we're talking about life lessons as well. It taught me a lot of things I still do today. Like, because it was like the very first anime I watched, and I still watch it today. Like every once in a while, every week, I watch like a bit of Adventure or maybe something recent, or I'm rewatching Try so I can wait for the next one to come out. I mean, I'm talking to you guys right now, and I've got the Digimon movie playing in the background.
I thought about this answer a little bit, too. I think I have a very similar answer, which is, like, it's, like, I thought about, like, why, because for some degree, the reason that Digimon is so prominent in my life now is because of the podcast, and it wouldn't be as prominent without, you know, working on a podcast almost every day. But like, the reason I found it so natural to start the podcast was that it's, like, it just, like, defines our childhood. Like, it's not something I would call like anyone's using my favorite anime, my favorite show, my favorite TV show. And yet like the franchise as a whole is just like what stuck with me the most from childhood. And I value a lot like having those connections that are like long running that are like, you know, it's not some like things that have come out recently are great. There's lots of like great TV, great media of all different kinds, but like having this connection is something that's like lasted a long time and has like been a significant part of my life for so long. I could point back to and be like, I was enjoying this when I was 9, like that. I value that a lot.
But my only remembrance of, I don't know, being super excited about it as a child was that, like, sometimes I had hockey games in the morning and I'd be like, oh, no, now I can't watch cartoons. And then my mom would be like, we have to go shopping after this hockey game because my home rink was, like, near a mall. And I was like, no, why are you doing this to me? Are you keeping me from all my digital monsters? And she's like, this is why we have a VCR. Like, calm down.
So, Jeremiah, do you have anything more to elaborate on why Digimon is meaningful to you?
I guess it's also that I do like the difference between the seasons, although I will freely admit I have not seen all of it. I've seen season 2, Tamers, Frontier, and for the most part, Fusion, which is the dub of Cross Wars. I tried to watch Data Squad. I didn't like it. And I, at the point, I was too young. Like, when I was, like, growing up, Digimon was first starting coming out. So I was, like, at the age where maybe I watched it and didn't remember, you know, because I was maybe 4 or 5 at the time. So, but I do like the diversity in the stories, the mechanics, the characters, like how things work, what each season's interpretation of the digital world is. Like, if you look at it between, like, the digital world of Adventure and Zero Two is different from the digital world from Tamers, from Frontier, from Cross Wars, from... But some of them do have, like, the recurring characters. If I remember correctly, isn't it Azulongmon that recurs in Season 2 and Tamers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think he makes a comment about Tai is saying that if Izzy wasn't smart, he'd be Tai. I believe.
I think it was Davis? Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Tai Light. As Davis is known. I'm kind of wondering if you collect the toys, because I feel like most of the reason that they try to make it different is that to, like, sell us more toys. So there is, like, a smarmy aspect to it, but...
Actually, I do not have the toys. My sister has the toys.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you. It is kind of smarmy, like, where that... I can see that totally motivation. That probably is where it came from. But I think they twist it into something, like, then makes the franchise about, like, constantly evolving and, like... You know, not just lingering on. I mean, I kind of find it unfortunate that a lot of fans just watch Adventure and only Adventure, or Zero Two and Tri, but, like, are just, like, not interested in Digimon at all outside Adventure. And, like, it's not like I begrudge anyone who has that opinion, but it just makes me sad seeing, like, a whole segment of the community that, like, only cares about that one story. And
yeah,
I feel like they're just kind of missing some of the what makes Digimon unique as a franchise.
In essence, that's kind of like the Gen 1ers of Pokemon, who believe that Gen 1 is only, like, the pristine, only existing generation. And those people, I'm like, get out of here. I can't talk to you.
Yeah. I think that at least for Pokemon, like, I think age phases people out of that. Like, I think that's just the people who, you know, experienced Gen 1 when Gen 1 was all that was there. And then,
yeah.
Like, so, yeah, there are definitely people that I see have that opinion, and I usually just roll it off as, like, okay, you're old, but, like, you'll be overwhelmed by the new kids who are coming in and, like, starting at Gen 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
Eventually they'll realize that, like, I can't just, like, because I don't think they realize when they're complaining about Gen 1 being the only one that they are in the huge minority. You know, like, eventually they will be in the minority and just be like, okay, well, now I'm just the complaining old person. Not that there's anything wrong with being old, but
yeah. I mean, I'm assuming, like, with anything, like, with monsters or something, there's always going to be that sense of, like, elitism, like, no matter where you look, though.
I think Digimon is cool, like, among the people who do give the other seasons a shot, there's a wide range of favorites. You know, like, some people love Zero Two, some people love Tamers, or some people love Frontier. If that's less common, Frontier, but I love Frontier.
I like Frontier as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the first... I haven't seen a lot of Cross Wars, but the first 5 seasons, I've watched all of them. I liked what they did in Frontier as well, because it had some interesting story elements, and the idea of how the digital world would, in that series, are based around 10 different elements. I had different terminals for each element, like the fire terminal and stuff like that. Each introduced something different or a different concept.
Yeah, and in Frontier 2, like, the digital world felt a lot more digital than a lot of the other ones. And I like the aesthetic that it had of, like, the... whatever the evil generals were called, I can't remember, stealing the data and it just sort of eating away at the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Roam Knights.
That was really cool.
Yeah,
the
Roam Knights.
Yeah, I think it's a cool, like each series, there's consistent themes and elements that stick around, but like each, you know, like I get the sense that like the creators have, you know, kind of free reign to like take stories in completely different directions. I mean, I guess that's probably not true because they're probably marketing. We're like, okay, we want to market to an older generation for this series. We want to market to blah for this generation. But the resulting product is we get stuff that, you know, diverges in lots of interesting ways. So Steve, you're next. Do you have any other reasons that Digimon is meaningful to you?
Yeah, I have sort of a more recent one, which is that on my second date with the person who is now my fiance, I made some stupid passing reference to the Pokemon anime. And so then he goes, yeah, I was really more of a Digimon fan. And then I was like, oh, you're perfect. And then we talked about it more. And, you know, obviously, you know, there's lots to like about Pokemon too, but we talked about why we felt it was Digimon was better. And I referred to it as being morally superior, which he kind of liked. And then we've been kind of gradually rewatching all the series. And then we also, that was around the same time that we found out about Tri. So it was all just a very Digimon heavy part of our relationship.
Hmm.
So it's, yeah, it's deeply entrenched in our relationship.
Cool.
We got lucky making this podcast, and then Tri came out, and we're like, that was an unexpected development.
Ashley, it's because of the podcast. Don't you remember the email we got?
Oh, yeah.
The phone call we had?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely all us.
I was just thinking that statement. It's because of this podcast. They said, hey, let's make Tri.
Exactly. You're welcome, everybody.
I mean, Ashley, we made the list of puns before. We brainstormed different titles that would have big list of puns, and then we're like, name it Tri.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I loved when you guys were doing the Tri puns for the episode names. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're so ready to be okay. Each week is going to be a new, like when we thought it was going to be a weekly series. Okay, we're going to have one for each week. They're going to be like, there's enough variety that we can choose them based on what's happening in the next episode or whatever. And then we're just like, oh, now what do we do with all of these puns? We can't use them.
Yeah, we made like 150 because we have problems.
Oh man, that was a year and a half ago now that we made that list. Wow.
Mm.
It's a long time ago. Okay. And David, last but not least, hopefully, do you have any remaining reasons why Digimon is meaningful to you?
Yeah. Well, it started out because it was my sister that introduced me to it. And I mean, it started out that like my brother and I would like make fun of it because it was, you know, all the reasons people made fun of Digimon. but then I actually like sat and watched it and can't remember for sure which episode it was, but I think it was the first one with Pyildurmon from 02, but I can't remember for sure. But anyway, so once I watched it, then like I started watching more, and it was like kind of like a something that my sister and I would do together. And then I got into like, I guess it was like the first like fan community I got into, like, you know, online, and discovered, for better or worse, fan fiction, which
do you remember the name of the fan community you found?
Oh, I was on otaku boards. This was when like 02 and Tamers were like first airing, because I'm old. It was just a way, you know, there are all these people, because not very many people that I knew were into Digimon. But then, you know, I found, oh, there's like people all over the place that like, and, you know, there's like so much more to it and all this. So that was pretty cool. Now, like, I've been able to like introduce Digimon to my son, which is really cool. I started young. He was maybe like 6 months old, and it would seriously calm him down. I would be doing it on the computer, and he'd be screaming, and I would pull up. I had, for some reason that I honestly don't remember, I had the entire series of, or the entire season, like Tamers, like each episode as a video on my computer. And so I pulled one of them up. I'm like, here. And he even like, he would just like watch it. I think, you know, there's like flashing and all kinds of stuff going on. And I mean, now he's almost four, and he'll ask me, he'll be like, he'll ask for like, you know, Netflix or whatever. I'll be like, okay. He's like, can we watch Digimon? Like, yeah, we can watch Digimon. And they actually, like, he got ahead of me because I've been, like, trying to keep up with the podcast for Tamers, like, rewatching Tamers. And I got back to it, and it was, like, five episodes past where I was. I'm like, did you watch Digimon without me? And he's like, yes.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. But no, I don't. It's just, so I get started out, like I said, it was a way that, like, something that, you know, my sister and I were involved in, and, you know, gave us... like it gave us like something in common to like talk about and watch and whatever. And now it's, you know, something that my son and I can, you know, watch and talk about. And my wife likes it too. I don't know if she's like ever been a super fan of it, but I mean, she enjoys it. She said that she'd rather watch that than half the other kids shows that my son wants to watch. So
she'd rather so watch that than like Teletubbies.
He never got into that, but I'm pretty sure she would rather watch almost anything than like Paw Patrol or something. But I don't know.
Well, that's because your 4-year-old's very precocious if they're watching Digimon at 4 and 6 months.
Like kids shows these days, like, I don't know. It just makes me so happy when he wants to watch the shows that we watched as kids. Like, I mean, when Bill Nye was added to Netflix, that was like, that was awesome for me. But then it was awesome because he watched it nonstop for like weeks. So.
Oh, Bill Nye was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of terrified that like when I have kids that like I'll show them, I'll try to like force them to watch Digimon and they won't like it. And then I'll be like,
Jeff's worst nightmare.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know what I would do if I'm like, I guess I wouldn't want to force them to enjoy something they don't enjoy.
Gotta start young.
Before they just be like, I disown you. You're not my child anymore.
It's either brainwash them into it or disown them.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two options.
I mean, funny story. I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast where I don't think it's come up. When this was the like spring break of our senior year in college, Ashley, Ash, and I were at Disney World. And we were like bored waiting in line. And for some reason, like, you know, we talked with Ash, like I talked with Ash about Digimon occasionally. Like, oh, I Ashley would say, oh, by the way, he likes Digimon. I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, I don't really know how much Ash likes Digimon. But then like, for some reason we were standing in line talking about it. And I was just like, oh, I can't wait until like we can have kids so we can make them watch Digimon, which is like my only excuse for why I would have to watch Digimon again. And then like, because of starting the podcast instead, I've had like at that point I was like, I really want to have kids soon so I can watch Digimon. And because of the podcast, instead, I'm like, no, no kids. Just Digimon.
No. Podcast is our kid.
I mean, that would have been the silliest reason to have kids. Make them watch Digimon.
Oh, my God. Yes. I would have vetoed this. We have a cat and a podcast. That's like kids.
But close cat, enough.
The cat can't watch Digimon.
Does your cat watch Digimon with you?
The cat will watch things that, you know, have enticing moving pictures that he wants to pounce on.
Yeah, but not animation.
I'll tell you though, especially when my son was younger, some of the best episodes were the ones where half the episode was just digivolving sequences, because he would just be fascinated by that. He'd sit him down at the TV for forever and just go do what we needed to do. And my wife would be like, you got to find one that's got all the digivolving. It's like, okay, hold on. Here we go.
One that just goes Digimon. Digimon.
Digimon.
Yeah. I was like, pretty much whenever it's the final battle, you know that half of that's going to be digivolving. So,
yeah. Well, that was a lot of cool stories. Oh, sorry. I don't want to cut you off.
So, what is your son's favorite character?
Oh, yeah.
Or characters?
I have asked him before, and I'm a terrible person because I don't remember what he told me.
Does he have like a favorite season that he returns to, or is it just like watching random episodes?
Well, I think it's just kind of whatever, like wherever it is on like Netflix. Because like, you know, we started, like I'd started it with him, like once he was like old enough to actually like pay attention to it, from like the very beginning. And then, I think like he and my wife watched the first two seasons. Like if I was home, I'd watch it. And if I wasn't home, they'd continue on. But then Then I moved on, you know, I went to Tamers because, you know, I think I've only watched Tamers once, like all the way through. So, and that was when it was like first on. So I'd watched like parts of it, but never the whole thing again. So yeah, and that's where we are now. I know I've asked him, I just can't remember.
I'm curious.
I'm gonna text my wife right now and have her tell me.
Cool. Well, that was a lot of great stories. All right. So, Kai, do you have anything you want to point listeners to where they can find you?
I've kind of started because I'm going to try and create my own manga. So I've started drawing my own art and stuff the last couple of years. I've drawn a few Digimon pictures as well. So if you find my Instagram page at Kaioken16, I usually just post anime stuff, stuff about video games and some of my drawings. But I need a lot of practice. But yeah, I've got at least 20 or 24 drawings that are posted online.
Cool. And Jeremiah?
I don't know. I guess I can sort of plug my YouTube for anyone who might be interested. The channel name is Infernal Tiger. I do a lot of Pokemon Let's Plays, competitive battling. Well, I'm starting to work on competitive battling and whatnot. And just random stuff like rants and whatnot. So, and if people want to, they can also follow me on Twitter at Jeremiah_Bauer with the J-E-R-E capitalized.
Cool.
I'm not giving my Facebook.
Sorry, if I'm distracted, because I keep looking up things people are mentioning. I need to like be leading this. But anyway, okay. And Steve, where can people find? Sorry, I always feel weird like saying where people find you, because it's just like if you want to be stalked, like here, like
where can my they address? Stalk
you? My place of work. I'm an aspiring YouTuber. I have a channel that focuses on media from a queer perspective. I haven't had any excuses to talk about Digimon on it yet, but I'm sure I'll find one. So I'm online as Homo Neurotic, HomoNeurotic. You can find me on YouTube, Twitter, and I have a Facebook page. Thanks.
Cool. And David, anywhere you want to point listeners to?
Yes. Okay. All right, first off, my wife told me that my son's favorite Digimon is Patamon. So, but I have a Tumblr that's full of nerdy things, and it's DTC Scout. And so I have that. And then I also have, and it's not my Tumblr, and I don't know whose Tumblr it is, but it's hilarious, and it relates to Digimon. So I wanted to mention that too. And it's incorrect Digimon quotes. Incorrect hyphen Digimon hyphen quotes, and I like I said I have no idea whose Tumblr it is, but they just take and they just make up stuff that the characters are saying, and it is hilarious. And sometimes it'll be like quotes from like other movies or shows, but then they just make it the Digimon characters that are saying it, and it is like it's awesome, it's amazing, and I love it.
I'm very much susceptible to those things. One of my favorite things is Mean Girls of Penim, which is just them making people from the Hunger Games say Mean Girls things. And I'm like, this is so funny.
It's similar to that kind of thing, yes.
I just realized I said my Instagram was KyleKen16, and I just realized that's my Tumblr page, not my Instagram. I post things on that page, so my art's on there as well.
Cool.
I really you can also find me in a box with Guillemot too.
Yes.
If the soundboard hadn't died, I would have played that.
You would have I in a box. I remember when Jeff picked that as his favorite like RDD thing. I was like, that's not that funny. And now I'm like, that's the best line ever.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for coming on and taking time out and like working with it was rushed and sorry. It was like a couple of days before and, oh, is anyone want to do this? And then like day before, like, okay. Yeah, it was rushed.
Let's do it.
Sorry about that. But thank you for making it work.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Yeah. Bigger, bigger, bigger.
信じられなきゃ瞬きしてる刹那に消えるよ心の妖精そらさず走れ全ての力ぶつけよう。
And now let's jump to the second panel with May, Sam, and Stevie.
Because of scheduling and time zones and stuff, this just happened to be a roundtable of listeners who are also fellow Digimon podcasters, coincidentally.
Yay!
So,
yay!
We have May from Lost in Translation Mon, and Sam and Stevie from the Moncast.
Hello.
So, and to introduce
And I'm also
everyone,
here.
Oh. Yeah, did you see Sam?
I did.
Sorry, you guys. I'm just over here.
I'm like
totally
90% sure.
I don't think you did.
I mean, I do have a different podcast, but it's just me shouting in my cupboard for like 2 hours.
Wait, actually?
No.
Oh. No. I think it's that I kept talking over May, and maybe that didn't go through.
I'm sorry. It's happening again.
It's all your fault. It's okay.
It's all my fault.
It's okay.
No, it's definitely Jeff's fault. It's always Jeff's fault.
it'll come out in editing. We'll just make everyone sound smarter and less
Find
awkward and
truth.
Amazing and cool in editing. That's
going to be a lot of work for me.
I was going to say that's some really high-tech software.
So to introduce everyone, because who cares about names and personalities and everything, this is the real determining factor for how to judge people. I'm going to ask everyone to say their favorites. Digimon season, Digimon, and human. So May, can you start off?
Oh, this is a really hard question because I really like Tamers, but I also think it's quite overrated. Like everyone says it's the best thing ever, but I also like, I have like, maybe it's just front, it's like nostalgia blindness, but I really like Frontier. I have no idea why. I just felt like they tried to move off from what Digimon was in previous seasons. And I really like how it's basically just a magical girl anime. It was Digimon's Sailor Moon version. And yeah, I have a lot of nostalgia because I watched it for the first time when I was in Japan. And the first time I ever watched it, I was in South America, and I watched it in Spanish, and that was fun. And then I watched it in full for the first time in Japan, and that was really cool. But yeah, I think it's just nostalgia. I also have a soft spot for Cross Wars because I feel like nobody talks about it enough. Yeah, so that's a very roundabout answer of saying I'm bad at deciding. Frontier needs more love.
All the later seasons need more love is basically what I got out of this.
Yeah, basically.
I'm writing down as all Frontier ?
Yeah, accurate.
Oh, and favorite Digimon and human?
I really like Airdramon. I have no idea why.
I don't know why. I was like, wait, this is the obvious answer for favorite Digimon.
Yeah, I really like Airdramon. But for some reason, since I was little, I've always liked Palmon. And then when I rewatched Adventure last year, I realized that I have another favorite Digimon, and it's Deramon because it's a bird bush with a bow tie. Like, come on. That's really cool. That's my answer, Deramon.
Oh, the one that's like in the Puppetmon arc or whatever?
Yep. Got a bow tie.
He's got a bow tie. He does. Doesn't he have like a crown too or something?
Yeah, he's like a little well-dressed little gentleman bird.
Have you ever thought about how there's nothing for the bow tie to like hook onto?
It's just through his neck, right?
Yeah, it's just killing him slowly.
Oh, that's so sad. As for human, I feel like I should say Miyako, but like after watching 02 and my co-host Jay really doesn't like 02 and he doesn't like Miyako, I feel like it shouldn't be Miyako, but like I feel like I love her because computers, and she's like very hyperactive and kind of selfish, and that's how I was when I was young, but she's really cool. But I think I actually really like Takato because he loves Digimon so much. So, well, I'm really bad at answering this question. I'm just saying, well, this is my favorite. What's with this?
Maybe this one too.
Yeah. So let's go for now. Takato, I guess. Yes. There's an answer, right? Yeah.
Okay,
like you wish you were Takato.
Yeah, me too. I want to start a Digimon thing where I make a Digimon and then he's my friend and he is a dinosaur.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? I don't know why everybody doesn't want to do that.
Was there another question?
No. And
Jeff's just bad at leading.
And favorite
Was it aspect?
I think that was all three things.
Oh, yeah. No, the aspect and meaningful thing are like the main topic.
I think Jeff's trying to troll you, but he can't think of anything.
My brain's not working. I was like, favorite accessory worn by a human.
He could have said
Digimon or something, but I can't talk.
You could have said Digital World. I mean, really.
Favorite word used by a Digimon in the context of talking to a human while... Okay, I'm just going to stop trolling. Okay.
Favorite word that starts with digi.
Wait, that would be cool.
Digitude.
Digitude.
Okay.
Just pick any word and put digi in front of it, and that works.
Yeah, I'm going to go with digitude.
Okay.
Okay, Sam, what is your favorite season Digimon human and digi word?
Okay, I really like season 5. I think that's because I watched 1-4 as it came out, and then I had a couple of years gap where I didn't watch 5. And then so I think it's because I didn't know it came out. And then I remember watching it, and I watched, it's the first time I started watching a season in Japanese first. I really, really liked it because it adds a lot of new things that haven't been tried before, like unnatural deaths, like more permadeath and stuff. And yeah, I really like it, even though it's kind of underrated and it does some awful things with characters near the end of the season and stuff. But yeah, I like that one. And then my favorite Digimon is Greymon because it's an orange dinosaur. I like dinosaurs and orange, and I don't know what else to say, and I will fight. I think maybe Tyrannomon's a second favorite because it's also a dinosaur,
but it's not orange.
The orange,
yeah. No. I was going to say, what's the other one? GeoGreymon, but it's just Greymon stretched out a bit more. Favorite human would be either Tai because he's the original Goggle Boy, and I like his development. We're even seeing some more now with Tri, but then also a special mention goes to Tagaru from Young Hunters because he's really hyperactive and he's really fun and he gives 100% in everything he does, but we don't get enough time with him because it's what, 20 episodes or something like that, 25 episodes. So he gets an honorable mention. And then favorite word with digi would probably be Digimon, because they're kind of... Have you heard of Digimon? You heard of them? They're like these things. They're like Pokemon, but not Pokemon.
Nice way to flip the table on that question. And so, Stevie, what is your favorite season Digimon human and digi word?
Okay, well, favorite season has got to be Tamers, just because it was... Well, I used to watch Adventure when I was a lot younger and then just sort of drifted away from Digimon. But then in college, I managed to start... Well, I watched Tamers online, and that's what got me into a whole lot more anime. And I went through a whole anime phase in college. So that was all started by Tamers. And overall, it's just a really good season. There's so much more depth to it than, well, adult themes and things that I just really prefer over other seasons. Favorite Digimon is Patamon because it's the cutest thing, and I've sort of got a nickname that's spiraled from Patamon, and I like that.
I mean, that's just your name at this point.
My surname is just Patamon.
Yes, exactly.
And also Patamon is just really good in Digimon World 2003 when you get back Naranjimon and you just get into Destiny all the time. One hit KO all the way. And then favorite human. This is the question where I'm just like, do I really have one? It's like, do I care? Like, it's not called Digimons and Humans. It's just called Digimon. Man, if I was forced to pick, I'd probably say Jerry. And I don't really know why, but there you go. Maybe I'm just a depressed individual. But but the whole arc with Jerry at the end of Tamers is just
okay. I was watching episode 47 before we started this recording, and like 5 minutes before we were supposed to start recording, I was like, I think I might cry. I probably shouldn't do that. I'm so upset by all this Jerry stuff.
It's a really powerful arc. It's just really good.
Who do you think has a better arc? Do you think Jerry or Ken has the better character development?
I think Jerry, because I think the writers of Tamers are just a little bit better.
And also Ken just sort of like, it just fixes and we never actually know what happened to the dark spore. Like technically it's still kind of in there. We never see it go out. So it was just kind of written off easily. But Jerry, we actually see have character development and she doesn't get over it like plot conveniently right now, right here, right now.
I think Jerry has the more like, Ken has the more like cool arc. You know, like the one that seems the flashiest that I definitely loved as a kid more. That still like stands out to me as being like, oh, that was awesome. Like Jerry's arc. I mean, I don't have the clearest memory in the last set of episodes of Tamers, the last five, if you haven't rewatched yet, or I haven't rewatched yet. But I don't feel like her arc is ever, like, flashy and cool. It's like, you know, it's like a struggle that she managed to overcome, and it was, like, a really sad and kind of ugly, but realistically ugly and difficult and really tough thing that she managed to overcome. And, like, it's not like, oh, the bad guy turns out to be, like, okay in the end, and he has to like overcome his guilt about like alienating himself from the group, and like he wants to be friends with everyone, but he can't get over that. And I feel like that seems like the more the thing that resonates with viewers more, but Jerry's deeper one in a sense. I wanted to like not say deeper, not be like everything gets better because it's so deep.
I definitely feel like it's more relatable because obviously like I don't think any kids have taken over a world full of monsters before, but you know, there are kids out there who have experienced loss, and I think it's kind of really good of a show to have a character who's focused on loss and seeing how they deal with loss.
Rewatching
this is going to be interesting when I finally get around.
And I remember the last time I watched it, I did get emotions at the end of it.
Well, even the first time I watched it, I cried at the end of the series. Yeah. And that was before I had several losses in my life. So maybe there'll be more tears, maybe there'll be less.
I can't think of another season that deals with loss in such a way. Because there's a bit in five, but it's not as sad, if that makes sense.
Also powerful because it shows like people around her reacting to her feelings of loss, which is...
Isn't this
a happy tangent? This is a happy tangent. You picked Jerry as your favorite character.
Okay, Stevie, favorite digi-word?
Shifting gears.
Digi-suffering.
I don't know. Digi-up and coming. I swear that was a thing.
Probably in the digi-rap, who knows?
Well, the digi-volution is up and running.
Did you see, did you hear, up did you know running, it was coming?
The digi-destiny.
Yeah, did you see? Okay. Did you see is a good word. Yeah.
Did you see it?
I think yes. Did you see is my favorite digi word.
Did you know
is my favorite digi word.
okay now that we know who everyone is, what's your favorite aspect of Digimon? So May, can we start off with you? What's your favorite aspect of Digimon?
Well, recently I watched Flower Power with my mum, and I was then talking about Digimon and families with mum, and I really like how in each season they seem to represent different types of families, and I find that's very like inclusive to, you know, there's like the big families of the families with one parent. Unfortunately, there hasn't been any, you know, same-sex parents yet. Maybe one day, hopefully one day. And I really appreciate that because we've got, you know, we've got the only children, we have the adopted kid, we have big families, we have, you know, the average, you know, one daughter, one son family. And it's really nice just to see, you know, be inclusive of different types of families that are all different. I don't know. I like that. But maybe that's just because that's the freshest aspect in my mind.
And that's something that, like, when I was rewatching Adventure and Zero Two, I kept on, like, the horizon being like, I can't wait until Tamers where they're going to address family even more. And I don't think it's quite that, like, Tamers addresses family more or, like, the other ones are bad addressing family. I think they each kind of approach family a different way.
Yeah.
Like, Tamers is more intimate in that regard. Like, you're, like, really up in the family relationships, but like the Adventure in Zero Two still address it, and it's just a different perspective.
It's definitely nice, and I think the later seasons maybe don't focus on it as much.
Yeah, like
I mean, well, one season throws one of their characters down a flight of stairs, so
that's not funny. Why am I laughing?
It's like the CD cover has him on some stairs, and it makes me very worried.
Wait, really? On the cover
of one of the Miracle Evolutions ones. It's one with all the second in commands, and it's got like Koichi just on the stairs. and it's making me very nervous.
That's not nice. Don't put him there.
It's not safe.
Yeah, and then like the, because I think there's a tendency with children's media to, and like this has a long tradition, you know, I don't know if it starts with Disney, but it certainly happens in Disney, and lots of kind of like traditional shonen stories in Japanese media where the parents aren't present. And,
yeah.
And I think it's, I think that structure, the parents not present, resonates and works well as that kind of traditional children's story, because it's like, allows the kids to identify more with the characters, and like when they have a very specific family relationship, it's a little bit harder to identify with them. So I appreciate that. So I think that's why some of the later seasons don't focus on it so much. And I really appreciate that aspect of the earlier seasons, because it's tougher. It's a more difficult challenge to make kids relate to them when there are those differences in place, but I think it makes a stronger story.
Yeah.
Sam, what is your favorite aspect of Digimon?
Okay, mine's not so feelingsy. To be fair, though, that is similar to what. To be fair, that's one of the things I mentioned, meaningful. So, okay, but then mine's really materialistic. I don't know, May's going to like this, but one of my favorite things are the V-Pets and the toys.
Yes, yes.
Which is because.
Right, okay. That was almost like, yes, yes, talk about toys. Toys.
I know.
May was just lying.
May definitely has this.
Favorite aspect.
I know you suffer the same fate as me of liking all of the toys. I think it's really cool how it's what started the actual show itself, where we had the V-Pets, which got turned into a cartoon series, which turned into everything we have at the moment. And I like how each season brings a new Digivice, which toy-wise would give us a new toy with completely different game mechanics. Maybe, you know, with the D3, you hunt down Digimentals by running around and getting radio waves, or you slash cards with the D-Arc, or with the Crossloader, you run around and play different sounds, well, collect different sounds to get different Digimon. I think that's really cool, and each one has like almost a unique different style of gameplay. Like in the Crossloader, you get a team, whilst in the Digivice IC, it's more about raising a Digimon and it grows through a life cycle. I think even like the toys are quite different. We have Tamagotchis, but apart from that, it's pretty much Tamagotchis, like they are a subsection of Tamagotchis, and I think they're really cool, and they gave kids responsibility. It's essentially having a pet without the consequences of it dying and you have to flush it down the toilet and get a new one and say it's the same one or whatever.
That's a dark way of phrasing
it. That never happened before. I didn't know that hamsters live for about 4 years. I thought I had a hamster that lived about 8 years of my life, and I was horrified when my mum told me, no, it's died about 4 times and this is the same one you had. I was like, no, my tiny childhood got ruined. I think the toys, because the show is designed to sell toys, I think the toys are quite important, and they're, oh, there's a train of thought here. It's somewhere. It stopped the station.
It's an aspect of the franchise that I didn't really, not that I didn't appreciate, but that I didn't, like, I liked from afar. Like, I had one toy myself and, like, appreciated. Ashley had, I had a D Power. Ashley had a D3, but I was like, and then since, like, meeting May and seeing May's collection, and she'd be like, oh my God, I didn't realize people could have this much Digimon stuff. And then seeing, like, it's not just May. I mean, I don't know, May might have one of the biggest collection, or I don't, but like,
yeah, definitely.
Seeing.
They're way bigger.
Oh, really? Okay. But like seeing you all talk in the Slack about like collecting this rare one and like, oh, I got this one behind this other one. I'm like, whoa, there's this whole world that I didn't really know about. And it's really cool. And yeah, I also lost my train of thought. Maybe
lost in train, lost in trains of Thorlation Mon. I tried really hard with that one. I'm sorry.
It's just nice, especially with things like the complete selection animation Digivice stuff, and them making toys for grown-ups, which have nostalgia from the show, because especially that one is specifically designed for people who watch the show when they were young and stuff, and I think... oh, no, it's gone again. Oh, dear. Yeah, toys are good, and toys are fun, and now I'm old enough to buy them without consequences or little consequences. I think it's great. Because the show is good, and each season's its own thing almost. But I think apart from that, and obviously like all of us have our own podcast to talk about the show. It's nice to talk about something else that isn't the show, which is why I did that. But there are feelings and meaningful stuff in the next one, so I'm not shallow and toys.
Yeah, every time I want a figure, I'm kind of like, I'm spending $100 on a figure, and that makes me feel sort of bad about myself. But also, it looks really cool on my shelf, so I don't know.
Also, don't you feel bad because you're an adult and you worked hard to earn that?
I don't know. There are lots of things that I want in life that require money. Like theoretically, I have to save up for that.
Like, I wanted the Angel Woman figure, mainly because it was banned. So I did, and I cried.
And then I cried. Oh, no.
That was a lot of money.
A lot of times you say, mate, that you have to have a lie down after buying something expensive.
I had to, like, lie down for about 3 months after I bought the version 6 VPET, which was like, only released in Australia. It's very expensive. Mm.
I have to do like a business meeting with my partner. Okay, so I need a lot more money than you think for something that's worth a lot less than you think. Here are the pros and cons and why you shouldn't leave me.
Oh, that's relatable.
To be fair, though, we have a lot of Amiibo and stuff that I haven't bought, so it's fair.
Stevie, what's your favorite aspect of Digimon?
Okay. Well, as you can tell, I've not pre-planned anything. But, okay. I'd probably have to say my favourite aspect is how throughout every series, the characters always go on their own personal journeys and they develop in ways that are unique to them. And train of thought, please. Keep going. It was going so well.
Train of thought, come back.
Yeah, and that's something that you don't really get in other kids' shows is, well, or shows that I've seen anyway, that are supposed to be for kids, where the characters develop and change and learn new lessons as the series goes on. Unless you don't count, as long as you don't count Davis, then there's proper character development. And it's watching it as a child as well, you're also alongside the kids in the show. And that's something that's hard to really replicate or empathize with when you're an adult. But I remember back then when I was like 7 years younger, maybe. So long ago.
Back in those days.
Back in those days, yes. It was an important part of my childhood, and it helped shape me to be who I am today. And yeah, that's really cool.
I like how even though they are going on these fantastical adventures and going to these worlds and fighting with these monsters, they still do have relatable struggles like Izzy being adopted and stuff and how he deals with those things and how Matt and TK are, even though they're brothers, they don't see a lot of each other. Things like that, I think it's nice to have that in the show, even though there are these amazing fantastical things happening. It's nice to have that real element of relatable things for kids to watch and come to terms with. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. I think that's like the important, you know, like the show. I don't know. This is kind of my way I feel about it, but I think it's like the show's purpose is to do those things, and the framing, the digital monsters and all that stuff is just a way to make it happen. I don't know. That's just kind of my own way of thinking about it. Not that's like the creators are like, this is just made to teach morals or to show things that are relatable to kids, and we use the Digimon as vehicles to do that, but that's. Because I think that's the stuff that sticks with people, and like the cool aspects of it, the fights, the adventure, the Digimon, the designs, all that stuff is like lures to bring people in, and then even with the relatable journeys, the character development stories, the struggles, and yeah.
I mean, this feels particularly true in Try, where they're just like, I don't know, Digimon are here. This is really a slice of life thing with some Digimon. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like if you took out the Digimon from Try, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd mostly say it's like my thesis or theory or whatever is the way that applies to Try is that Try isn't the most successful about that, because I feel like what works well about the earlier seasons is like people are kind of duped. You know, like they go in thinking the thing they care about is the Digimon, the cool stuff, the flashy stuff, and they end up learning other stuff and not realizing that it was actually all about the other stuff all along. But Try instead is like brings people in with the stuff, and they're like a lot of people are like, wait, why wasn't there more Digimon stuff? So like it doesn't really successfully they realize they've been duped. They're like, wait, but this was actually about character development. Like, what? This wasn't what I wanted, you know? Whereas the other seasons were like, they'd be like, oh, I actually got some character development. Cool. I don't know.
Yeah. I do feel like if you ask people what their favorite part of Digimon was or their favorite memory, a lot of people will say it'll be things that are character development wise. They wouldn't say things like, oh, it was this fight here. They'll say, oh, it's this moment with Telamon and Wizardmon, or it's this moment with Jerry and Beelzemon and stuff like that. A lot of them won't say, oh, it was the fight between Megidronmon and Beelzemon, or it'll be the one between Greymon and Shellmon or whatever. It'll always be those moments that are pivotal for character development and growth.
Yeah, totally. Digimon revolves around fights, but I feel like no one fight is really that exciting, you know?
I think it's more important about why they're fighting and the backstory to why they're fighting.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to the second question, which, because I did not plan this well, has a lot of overlap. Are there any things you haven't mentioned, but reasons why Digimon is meaningful to you? And, I think this is a special question for this panel, particularly because we all have podcasts that talk about Digimon. Not all of them are exclusively about Digimon. Podcast. But I'm just curious, what is it about Digimon that, you know, like, compared to other similar kind of shows, like, what makes Digimon special in particular? Why is Digimon so meaningful? May, can you start off?
I'm going to sound a bit wanky here and say that it's probably, like, the people I've met because of Digimon. Like, I have all these, like, friends from around the world, and it's just really amazing that, like, this little TV show for kids has united so many people and so many different types of people from different backgrounds and different countries and, you know, different languages. And, you know, they've got their different genders, different sexualities, different everything. They're just different people. And they all come together just to talk about this kids show that we used to watch. And now we still do, obviously. And I don't know. I just feel that's really amazing. And I have all these friends that I wouldn't know otherwise. And I love everyone that I've met because of Digimon. Is that okay for an answer?
I was actually going to say a similar thing, basically.
We liked meeting the Digi-Destiny of Australia, too.
The Digi-Destiny Dingo of Australia.
Yes, exactly.
You might have that somewhere.
You must.
This is the Digi-Destiny Dingo of Australia.
I think you got that really well. Australia.
Jay and I practice.
Well, since it is summer, at least in the northern hemisphere.
Will you tell Mom and me that I'm going to the summer memory?
Oh, man. They're trying. They're trying, okay?
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry for derailing. Sam, do you have any other reasons why Digimon in particular is meaningful to you?
A lot of it's like what May mentioned earlier about them showing families that are not, you know, a mom, dad, and a boy and two kids. Especially watching Pokemon with what we do, comparing Ash's struggles to the Digi-Destined struggles, they're so different. And like, I think the worst thing Ash ever had was being trapped in that boat that went to the bottom of the sea. But with Digimon, straight out the bat, the second they straight out the gate, sorry, when they get to the digital world, they're being attacked by these creatures, and they have to fight constantly. And then they get home and they get to see their families and stuff. And oh, there's a train of thought here. Okay, let's see. I'm normally asleep by now. I normally get home about 6:30, and then I'm in bed. So this is a late night for me. 7:30 in the morning. Even then, with Ash, you never see what happened to his dad. You only see the mom, and it's never mentioned. It's never brought up. And when there are people missing from families, except maybe Rika, I don't think it's really mentioned about her dad. But a lot of the times,
but in episode 47, which I just watched, Rika does say, at least in the dub, that her parents are divorced and her dad is still alive, and she could visit him at any time.
Wait, the dad's alive?
According to the dub.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing.
Even then, that's a throwaway line that they didn't need to put in there, but they have put in the fact that, you know, her parents are divorced and she has this living arrangement which is different to what a lot of people would have. And I think it's good to have a show that does these things and explores family in such a way. It's such a weird combination of fighting monsters. I think I had the word kaiju in my head. Fighting monsters, but also exploring different families and different family estates and how it normalizes it for people, especially being a young kid and things like Izzy's adoption, seeing that and thinking, you know, oh, there's a character there who's gone through the same sort of thing as me. It's not that weird to go through stuff like that. It's really cool to have a show that doesn't like, it's designed to sell toys to kids, but takes that extra step, albeit not in the best of ways at times, but it does take the time to design these characters who aren't all from nuclear families and stuff.
Mm. Stevie, you're next. Do you have any other reasons why Digimon in particular is meaningful to you?
Well, May pretty much covered it. Because
May stole the show.
Yeah, May was just like, I'm going to say what Stevie's thinking.
I'm sorry. I'm a mental plagiarist.
Yeah, I've made so many more friends online than I ever have through anything else than I have through Digimon. And one of my best friends I've met because there was a Digimon video on his YouTube channel. And then I started stalking him on Twitter and we eventually became friends, as you do. And there's just something about the Digimon community or fandom or whatever you want to call it, where everyone's just, it's hard to not be a hardcore fan of Digimon because you're either just sort of like you don't really pay attention to it, or you're really into it and you like it a lot and you talk about it all the time with everyone else. And it's so easy to just find a fellow Digimon fan and start up a conversation with them and talk about your own opinions and preferences and what you like about the show. And it's like the best icebreaker ever, as long as you both like Digimon. It's just a great way of finding new people to talk with and spend time with and have fun with, and it's happy fun times.
Yeah, I think it's because it was popular enough that a lot of people know of it, but like not popular enough that like everyone liked it, and it was like always a little bit under the radar and always a little bit, I don't want to say the word hipster, but it is kind of, so like when you find someone who has that shared experience, like I think there's a very real connection there. It's like, oh yeah, like we're on the same page. We're like, we were in this together, which is really cool.
I do feel like you have to almost seek out other fans. Like when I talk to friends that I've got, you know, things like Pokemon and stuff will come up in conversation because there's always new things coming out and there's always adverts in shop windows for the new game or the new toys or whatever that are coming out. And with Digimon, we had stuff, but it wasn't always there. A lot of the things like the games and stuff would only be out in Japan, so you had to physically go online and find people who have played the games or watched the shows, and that's how you had to find people to talk about it. You couldn't talk to anybody on the street and say, do you like Digimon? I mean, you could do that, but they'd think you're weird. But there was always that, and I think that's what gives Digimon fans such a good community, is because we had to seek each other out.
So before we go, I want to ask everyone if you have places you want to send listeners to find more of your work, yourself online. We all have podcasts, but so May, where do you want people to go to find you?
Well, you can find me on my podcast, which is Lost in Translationmon, where we are comparing the English and the Japanese version of Digimon. We're watching Tamers at the moment, but we have already previously covered Adventure and Adventure 02 and their movies.
It's a good show!
And my co-host is yelling at me at the moment, and he's over there. And also my co-host is completely new to Digimon, like he's never seen it before, and he didn't really want to see it, so it's sort of introducing someone new to Digimon and to the fandom and to our way of life.
She broke my arm! That's why I had to watch it!
Yeah, he's just tied to a chair and I lock him in my basement.
Can you really say he's new to Digimon now? He's almost watched half of it.
Well, he's like new to what we're watching. And
well, yeah.
Yeah, so we're Lost in Translation when we're on iTunes, Stitcher, and basically every social media account that you can poke a stick at.
We're taking bets on which of us will finish Tamers first.
No.
Would you
place a bet?
No. According to my schedule, including our trip to Japan in September, we're due to finish in January and then start Frontier.
Wow.
What you guys don't know is me and Stevie are releasing an episode a day now for the next year and a half. We're going to finish first.
I mean, I'm more motivated to have us finish Tamers before it's been a full year. So, which...
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I think it's like the end of September. Because, like, in my mind, I don't want us to have spent more than half a year on a season. And I'm like, oh no, it's been almost a full year. Oh no. And like, yeah, I have a schedule in place to, hopefully meet that, but it requires weekly episodes, which I think is possible, but it's also going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work.
Okay. Can you guys hurry up, like, both of you, all of you, and get to season 5, please? It's my favorite season.
I can't wait for season 5. I just want to see what Jay thinks about, like, you know, the whole punching a Digimon thing. I think he'll either think it's the best thing in the world and it'll be his favorite season ever, or he'll just say, this is stupid, I quit. There is no in between.
Okay, and Sam, where can people find, what do you want to point to? I've heard there's a podcast that compares Digimon and Pokemon.
You should ask Stevie this. I don't know this. I'm not even joking about times. Stevie gets angry at you because I don't know these things.
I don't do it often either, but...
You do. You've done it before. Okay, you can find us on...
Make it up as you go along.
We're on SoundCloud, and are we on iTunes?
I think telling them the name of the podcast is the most important thing.
That's not important. We're on iTunes somewhere. Just shout, and we'll talk to you. It's the podcast. We watch Pokemon and Digimon episode by episode in order. And we say we compare them, but we don't really. We just talk about the bits we like and we don't like. And then Stevie makes it dark and weird.
Not all the time.
You can say where we are. You can do your bit, which is where you can find us.
Okay. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and with the forums if you search for the Moncast. We also have an email on
I know this one. The Moncast Podcast at gmail.com.
iTunes and Stitcher.
Do you have, like, in addition to the podcast, like, personal Twitter accounts or anything like that you want to point to?
I have a Tumblr that I would like to share with my partner's Tumblr, but like May said, you're playing Amiibo Festival later. It's my partner does artwork. It's called Purple Pixel, but the pixel is spelled E-L, not L-E, I think.
Can you please send that to me, please?
Yeah, right there, if I can. Basically, my partner does artwork, like portraits of all the villagers, but sometimes they do Star Wars characters, they do Pokemon. Right there. There we go. That should work. But they take requests, and they have a Redbubble and stuff, and sometimes they donate the money they make from Redbubble to charities and stuff. But it's really cool, and it's pretty awesome. And we've got a table, Worcester, near us, is doing a Comic-Con this year, and we have a table there. So we're getting lots of prints.
Oh, that's cool.
There's also a really cool... like they've done, they're playing Overwatch at the moment, and they also like Lego, so they're doing Lego Overwatch characters with insane amounts of detail, like even having part numbers and colors, and yeah, it's cool. It's a cool thing. So I feel like I'll get bonus points if I mention it. I don't really internet. I have a Tumblr, but it's most of it's just Digimon stuff. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, that's mine too. I'm Edramon on Tumblr, so it's just spelled Edramon like exactly like the Digimon. And on Twitter, I'm Ancient Irismon, also like the Digimon. I like Digimon, by the way.
You know what you should do, mate? You should make a podcast about it.
Maybe. I don't know. But I'm not sure if anyone would listen to a Digimon podcast, and, you know, no one would ever do that, right?
You can find the full show notes for this episode by going to patages.com/014. You can leave us feedback in the comment section on the site, or you can let us know your thoughts on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Reddit, email, with a will, SoundCloud, YouTube, Skywriting, Foreboding Prophecies, or color-coded smoke signals.
Podiges is made possible with the support from our awesome Patreon, including Amanda Angelwoman, Andre the Dukemon, David Graumon, Eric Angemon, Jack Santaagamon, Joe Keto, Justin Blaine Davis, Kailunamon, Kaiser Washi, Sam Kriwagamon, and Stevie Patamon.
Reaching our next goal will allow us to make podcast episodes about movies related to Digimon, so check out patreon.com/podiges to help out.
You can find Podiges on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with the Digimons and get funny images and GIFs related to the show. If you don't like how we pronounce GIF, then become a Patreon so you can vote on how we have to pronounce it. You can find me on Twitter at AshMcD00.
I heard you hesitate there. Meanwhile, I designed my handle around saying it in a podcast context.
In a pond too.
I was going to say podcast.
A podcast.
At least we have podcast from a pond. I am Jeff on Twitter.
And our new Ibmon arc is really cool and was done by the awesome Vmon Tamer, who you can also find on Twitter and DeviantArt.
Share the podcast with your friends. Keep looking at the sky for an aurora borealis every August 1st.
And join us later this week for feedback about the Beelzemon Showdown episodes and lots of Digimon news.
Bye. Bye.
And remember, never stop Digivolving. Bye.
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 Yeah, okay. First thing I wanted was to put in, edit in later, everyone saying potages into the intro. So if everyone could just shout potages. Someone has to do it first, I guess.
Wait, like one at a time or all together?
No, I mean just, how about, it may be easiest if I, I'll play the music and we can all say it when it would actually make sense to say it.
Cool.
That's not right.
That's my favorite sound clip.
That's the best.
That works too.
Although, I can't actually hear that.
Oh, Jeffrey, not this again.
Wait, maybe.
I'm in a box.
No.
I'm in a box.
Yes, it's so fun. You are boxed.
I'm glad everyone else can hear it.
Every episode, Jeff is like, wait, I can't hear the soundboard. What? Why?
Yeah. Kind of a problem. Try restarting it. So usually their soundboard just manifests so many problems. Occasionally it just like messes up everything, freezes my entire computer.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not. Now it's just like crashing every time I open it.
Cool.
So I don't think I can do that. So how does the line go? Oh, okay. So... you can use my password again on the internet. Potages!
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 Cool.
I don't know if I had to say it.
No, actually, you're not supposed to say anything. So now, main reason we're doing this is to talk about what our favorite aspects and what Digimon is, how me... what you'll see is that there's so many things I just cut out of myself saying stupid things, so...
Which also begs another question that my sister also brought up. I think she might have mentioned to you guys about the theory of where did the snark between the Henry Terriermon team come from? Did it come from Terriermon or did it come from Henry?
I think it had to come from Terriermon.
The way she put it to me, it's like the chicken or the egg scenario.
I just can't see like Henry really teaching that, you know, like. He doesn't.
Yeah.
I feel like Henry just got sucked into it from Terriermon.
It's like those things where you see where you like adapt to your surroundings.
But like, I can't imagine Henry acting that way to like his superiors in the way that Terriermon does to him, you know? Like,
yeah. But it is very open for debate where it came from, though.
I sort of think it's like the Joe and Gomamon dynamic, where it's like it's what Joe needed was someone with a sense of humor to like calm him down. Henry needed someone with a sense of humor to like make him loosen up a little.
Oh, and boy, did he get someone with a sense of humor.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Terriermon is like Gomamon, but like way more
awesomer.
Extreme.
Yeah.
More extreme Gomamon.
That's why I can't toss him up between him and Gilmon, because Terriermon's got the awesome snark, but Gilmon's just adorable.
Gilmon's adorable.
Very true.
Terriermon's also just adorable.
No.
See, I think I just avoid that by like never picking favorites or never locking them in for too long. My favorites fluctuate with the wind.
This is why I can't trust you, Jeffrey.
This is why she has trust issues.
At least I don't pick Riley as my favorite character every time, like Andrew.
or the Digimon
world.
And
Andrew's consistent about picking Riley.
or the
Digimon world
as character.
Oh, Digital was a character. Although I did think I was the one that chose that.
Yeah.
You were.
And then I regretted it for like several episodes.
You still regret it.
I think it was really bad timing because it was like right around the time that JoJo's part four started, and I just heard like so many people say, and then this one, the town is a character. And I was like, no, I've heard this too much. I need to fight against the idea.
Oh, no. I don't regret picking Deva's owl as character, even though people were like, you know, that really messed up the fantasy draft. And I'm like, no, it was a great answer.
I don't know. No, I think that's my favorite character, too.
That's pretty awesome.
Changed my answer from earlier.
Exactly.
I think people should see that coming. It's like, oh,
Digivolve
my God.
Your differences.
Yes, that's
I was thinking that too. Digivolve.
I tell that at the end of every podcast, by the way.
Yes.
To the radio.
Digivolve. I mean, I love how we were all like, this commercial is pretty meh. And then they said, Digivolve your differences. And we were just like, ah, and everything.
I love that it doesn't even make sense.
But it's like it doesn't make sense in a way that like the spirit of it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. The spirit of it makes sense,
but the
like,
application
it almost makes sense. Yeah,
it sounds like it's someone who like didn't know what Digimon was. But like, okay, but you have this like term that you say all the time, which is Digivolve, right? Okay, Digimon the differences. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Alliteration. We're done. Let's go.
I prefer to digimodify my differences.
They definitely should have said
that. Ooh,
that would be a little better. Yeah.
We should have digi-armor energize your differences.
Oh. Bio-merge your differences.
Nah.
And he needs D. Digi-bio-digi-merge your digi-differences.
So, Jeff, do you have, because you say you've watched the original, do you have any favorite songs from that or nah?
I mean, I think that, like, the problem I have with the songs is they'll, like, listen to a song over and over to the point where I'm sick of it, and then I'm like...
Yeah.
And then I go in waves, and I haven't heard in a while, and I'm like, oh my god, this song's amazing, and then,
Because along with that, because one of the things is, there is still the greatest mystery of the version of Evo that appeared in Episode 3 that no one's been able to find a version of.
Hmm.
It's like the instrument, like a jazzy instrumental version when Terriermon first evolves in the parking garage.
And it's like jazz. Like, it's not a jazzy moment.
Like a jazzy version.
Jazzy moment. Almost Shurikia.
Actually, I think I have it on one of my YouTube playlists because I actually came across it the other night. If you don't mind me playing it.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Hopefully this doesn't create a interference noise because I'm playing it from my iPhone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's the first part I'm like, oh, that sounds wrong.
That is fantastic.
It sounds awesome, and no one's been able to find anything. Like, I don't think it's on any of the sound OSTs either.
No.
I think my favorite song is Hirari, though.
That's from the sub of Data Squad, right?
Yep.
I believe.
Jeffrey, you know what? If we at least our Wada Koji episode, everybody would know what our favorite songs were.
Is he in a box with Gilmon in that closet?
I think he has to take out the boxes to fit in the closet.
I was actually telling my coworkers today how I was like a closeted Digimon fan when I was in school. And now I'm like actually physically in a closet. So
you're physically in a closet as you record your Digimon podcast.
Oh my gosh. Don't even mention Dogmons.
I watched it the other day and I had to, like, even though it's only what 10-15 minutes, I had to watch it in three parts.
Oh, it's not fun. It felt like I was watching three things. Do not watch Dogmons.
The more you say that, the more I want to watch Dogmons.
It's definitely worth watching it, but I had to stop after like 5 minutes, go make a cup of tea and then come back and sit down and compose myself. And then I watched more of it and then some robots appeared and then I just had to pause in.
What about Buzzy Dog? The slightly sexual bee dog.
That's dumb.
Hey, Ash.
Poor Jay.
And Jeffrey. We've got to do some singing.
It was just a joke, sir.
Okay, sorry. What is
prodigious.
Okay.
I'm upset how, like, Henry seems to be getting the short end of the stick with the new things being released. Like, he hasn't got the arc's not coming out, or we don't know yet. And then he's not got a little statue yet, but Ruki and Takato have. And I think he should get more stuff.
I agree he should get more stuff, but like, as isn't kind of just like, oh, that's frustrating slash sad. If it were the case that it was Henry and Takato getting all this stuff, I'd be like full on rage mode. Like, oh my God, seriously do this. Come on. Can't leave every few.
That's how I feel about season 5, because there are 3 main characters. Oh, and yeah. We talked about it the other day on the Slack, how they released 2 waves of the Digivices, and the first set was the 2 main guys, and then the second set was, what's his name now? The kid, the little kid.
Oh, Ikuto.
Yeah.
Or Kirin.
And then instead of having, they could have had Yoshino's, but no, they had his, you know, his
their
pivotal
boss.
Role in maybe 3 scenes in the entire show.
Mm. Or what about in the burst, they just didn't have Lalamon as the child level Digimon?
No, yeah, got completely cut out apart from as a burst mode.
Yeah.
Which was stupid. Oh,
well. Actually, I have a better thing about Digimon that I love. Pillow.
Wow.
It's even better than Friends.
Okay.
I'll link it in chat.
Well, we'll have a link in the show notes. Or an image in show notes. This is a thing, okay.
It was one of the design folk of Digimon. I really like it.
Oh, this is like designed by a fan.
I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, it became a real Digimon in Cross Wars, I believe. Like, it won one of the designer Digimon contests for memory.
It's definitely better than the two that I'm familiar with recently from Tamers, the 2 dog ones, which are just like, look like dogs from real life. Like Doberman.
The dog ones? Oh.
There's Doberman, and there's the one that's like the dog that looks like it's from the game, the old NES game that was a recent character in Smash Brothers.
Duck Hunt.
Yeah, the Duck Hunt dog.
Oh, Doggymon. Is it Doggymon?
I think it is.
Yeah, Doggymon does look like the dog from Duck Hunt.
Interesting.
This one's a pillow.
I like the, what's it's the Jester one from Cross Wars?
I think it's just Jester one. Like it.
Oh, it's dog. Maybe no. Dogmon is.
I think Dogmon's something completely different, Jeffrey.
Oh no! Oh no! It's Doggymon in English, but Dogumon in Japanese. So, now I'm confused. Is Dogmon they evolution?
Yeah, that's Dogmon's.
Okay, Dogmon's. Okay.
Yeah. I can't believe I covered that. That was a thing.
Because I'm confused, because there was a thing called what was there was a store. Is am I hallucinating this? There was a store that sold merchandise, but it was all like pop culture stuff, but replaced with dogs. There's no like I had a shirt of it. Oh my God! It was like a store. I don't know if it was like a local thing or if it was like elsewhere too. But they just sold like they took pop culture stuff and replaced the things with dogs. And one of the things was like a Pokemon.
I think we had that too.
Okay, so it wasn't just like a local thing or a U.S. thing. Sorry for the massive tangent, but the thing I'm thinking of is Big Dogs. I wonder if they still have it.
This.
What were we talking about? Where were we?
I think Jay wants to say hello.
Hey!
Hello!
Hi. I'm gonna shut up now.
I just moved into the other room because my Mac's on 0%.
Oh.
It's more than enough.
Ask Jay what his favorite digi word is.
Hang on. Jay?
Yeah.
What's your favorite digi word?
What does that mean?
What's your favorite word?
What does that mean?
Your favorite word that has digi in it.
Digits, like fingers.
Did you guys hear that? Nice.
I did, unfortunately.
Boo.
Ashley says boo.
Boo!
Are you still talking about Hearthstone?
I have been a couple times.
Bad day. Want to play Amiibo Festival after this?
Bad day.
Wow, that's so good.
Think about it.
It was $19. I was so happy. I found
Dogemon.
What?
Oh. I'm
so happy.
Wait, this is before like, the Doge. This is like long before the Doge meme, though.
Oh no, I need that. Oh no, why'd you show me that? I want to buy that shirt. Why did you show this to me?
Why are they still making it? And like the store still exists.
What is happening?
Oh no, I really want to buy that shirt. Why are they all in small?
It's just a pokeball with a tiny dog on the front of it.
Did you just attack the clothesline?
Yeah, it looks stupid. What?
It's just haunting.
Okay.
It eats it.
Excellent. So it's Dogemon.
Dogemon.
Oh, I appreciate they took the time to change Misty's trousers or shorts to green. So blue.
Oh, they did.
Everyone's wearing green.
It's green, dog.
Oh, even the bottom of your the bottom of Ashley Sue is a footprint.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Oh wow. Oh god.
It's like the longer you look at it, the more things happen. I just realized they have tails, which are like weird 3D tails.
Oh no. I just noticed Misty's suspenders are a different color.
So I think,
oh yeah,
is it not pronounced Dogemon?
Someone got paid to make this.
Ashley, the next time we go to Philly, we need to like look at, because I'm pretty sure I have some of this stuff left over from the store. I think it might be like a fridge magnet that's like a Star Wars one or something.
Pixel, stop hitting buttons on my computer. I feel like my experience with, I mean, obviously I've met all of you through Digimon, but also like it has made me keep in touch with Asher, who I now consider my best friend. But I feel like if we did not have a podcast together, I would not talk to him as much because I'm bad at that. And then I'd be like, I don't know.
Oh, yes. All according to my Keikaku.
What? All according to your plan? Is that Keikaku?
That's like one of those things, like, there's a couple of screenshots of weird dubbing in anime, and that's one of the things that like has underneath it a little note that says it means plan.
Right, yeah. It's one of those words that, like, certain fans, subbers, and people who I think know a little bit of Japanese. I mean, fans are, you know, have to know a lot of Japanese to actually translate. Maybe not as much professional translators, but anyway. But a lot of people who know a little bit of Japanese are like, oh yes, but this Keikaku means something totally different from plan. It's so much more, means so much more. Like, you can't just translate to plan because, like, that would, you know, reduce the language and, yeah. And there's a similar argument made a lot with, Naruto with pirates, One Piece. Like in One Piece, they talk a lot about their companions or shipmates as nakama, which means both like friend and family and like intimate person like that. I think that word probably is like occurs in Digimon a ton, but in the One Piece fandom, a lot of people were just like, no, we can't translate that. It's nakama. We have to say nakama because if we translate that as comrade or friend or shipmate, then people will miss all the nuance. Anyway, it was kind of my plan that I wanted to start the podcast to make you and Ash keep talking and stay in touch. Okay.
We got one on Reddit. Sorry.
Wait, no, we should have.
I'm going to say, Jeff.
Everyone like, just talking at the same
icon.
Time.
Sorry.
I was on Skype and I was just looking at your icon, Jeff, and I was like, who is that? Who is that person?
Oh, wait.
I was just like sat there for about a minute. I know that person. What show is that? I'm not even joking. I was like, what show is that from? Jeff Scott tie with headphones on as his logo. And I was just staring at it. Like, I'm pretty sure I know that person. I think it's because I can't see the hair.
Yeah. It's like, it's cut off at the hair.
I think it's because I can't see the hair. And that's kind of one of his big features.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I see what you mean.
It really confuses me too.
I was looking at the shirt. I was like, I think I was looking at the shirt and then I was looking at the headphones thinking, who is this person? Rings a bell somehow.
It confuses me too because it's just like been my icon for so long on various social media things that I'm just like, I kind of think of it as me. And like, that's not me.
You're like, I am Ty.
Yeah. No, it's not like I am Ty. It's just like, I see it and I'm like, that's me. That's not Ty. That's me listening to headphones. And I'm like, wait, I'm not an anime character. Oh, I should dye his hair for the picture. Yeah. Okay. On the count of three. So, 1, 2, 3. And remember, never stop digivolving.
Never stop digivolving.
That worked fantastically.
That was so insane. It was like we were one person for a moment.
I know. We basically jog-rest. Oh, man. Digivolve our evolutions. No. Digivolve.
To fight, they digivolve their differences.
Oh, my gosh, please.
How should we close it off?
You've got to do some singing.
Thank you, Ashley.
Can we kick it off, please?
No.
Okay.
Ow.
You better believe it.
Share the podcast with your friends who keep looking at the sky for an... Why do
I knew you were going to trouble with this, and I was like, Ashley, is that the kind of a way?
Why do you make me read hard? It's 12:30 in the morning.
Aurora Borealis. Aurora is a character in that movie, primarily Kingdom Hearts, though.
the Princesses of Heart?
Shut up.
Aurora. Aurora. Aurora.
I'm going to punch you.
Aurora.
Ashley.
Jeffrey.
Did you evolve your differences?
So much easier when I can see your mouth.
Moving. Yeah, so you ignore me the first time I said it.
I want to go to sleep. Never stop digivolving.
Actually, stop laughing. Digivolve your differences with me.
Why? We already did it, though.
No. Never stop digivolving, Ashley. I am Batman. Batman says never stop digivolving, Ashley.
I don't know. Yeah.
I command you, Ashley. Is that a voice? Or are you making a fish noise? Ashley, none of that was actually recorded.
I heard you.